You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a very special episode for you this week. But before we get into the episode, I want to thank you guys for listening. We check out the numbers and the downloads seem to go up and up each month. Which means you guys are listening and you're sharing it with a friend. So keep on keeping on. We really appreciate that. And we'd really appreciate it if you head to the iTunes store and give us a rating and review. I know it may not seem like a lot, but giving us a 5-star rating will help us reach a bigger audience. And we will always be appreciative of that. All right, so I don't want to delay this episode any longer. It's a very special on-location episode, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for stopping by and checking out this special on-location edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. I am here at Sacred Floats and Gems right in my own neighborhood of Seminole Heights, Florida, and I'm about to partake in my very first flotation therapy session. I know a very little bit about flotation therapy, mainly the stuff I learned from listening to podcasts like the Joe Rogan Experience. Or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people saw it on the Stranger Things Netflix special, or not special, series, excuse me. But that's kind of where my knowledge ends. But luckily for me and for you guys listening, I have the manager of Sacred Floats and Gems, Memi, here with me. How are you doing today, Memi?
Doing good. Fabulous. Thanks for asking.
I'm really curious about knowing more about flotation therapy. There's a lot of new innovative therapies that are coming out nowadays. I've already done cryotherapy, but I know flotation therapy, I've been hearing a lot about it. What does it exactly entail?
Okay, so it is a very unique form of therapy. It is flotation therapy, so you are floating effortlessly in a solution of 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. So that's magnesium, as you may know. And it's 150 gallons of water. So you are enclosed, so there is no stimuli at all. This is meant to get you to your rest state as best as possible. And you're not familiar with anything like this previous. So your body does take a little bit to get used to it. Pretty much, I think the closest thing would be being in the womb.
That's what else, because I've heard kind of some people compare it to that, is that kind of brings you back to the, I guess, embryonic state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And once, since there's no outside stimuli, what is it acting on? Is it the mental? You're kind of using your own mind to be more introspective?
Correct. Yeah, your mind does tend to get into a rest state. So it's basically your theta state, which is where you're at. Simple terms would be before you go to sleep and before you wake up. Mm-hmm. So it's complete rest. Even when you're actually sleeping, sometimes you don't achieve the theta state, but this will allow you to get there. Not, you know, initially it might take a few flotation sessions to do it, but the idea is to get you there so that you're able to relax completely.
Now, what's your experience? I'm assuming you've probably floated before. You probably wouldn't be the manager here if you haven't. So what are your, I don't know if you could, I don't want to say elaborate on it, but what kind of things have you discovered when you've done your flotation therapy sessions?
I use my sessions, I tailor them specifically for my back. I have a really bad back. I would say I have pre-existing injuries, bulging disc, herniated disc, all that great stuff. So I use it more so for that. So I find whenever I float, I do try to stretch beforehand, so I really loosen all my muscles up. When you get into your tank, you're actually already not using any of your postural muscles when you're up in your flotation, complete float position. So this allows my body to get the rest that it needs, my muscles to rejuvenate themselves, and for any pinched nerves or snagged areas to be able to release themselves. So mm-hmm. That's what I particularly use it for. Mentally, I always get a mental from it. So yeah, I do tend to feel way more focused after my floats. I get a lot of things done after my floats, I can say. That's my experience.
That's interesting, because we really didn't intro the physical benefits of it, but I guess a lot of people, like you mentioned, bulging disc or any back injuries, it's almost, I don't know if you're just, it's almost one of those, the weightlessness of it allows you to rest and get which is an interesting thing to me, because always I think about the sensory deprivation, you don't have any outside influence, so you can be more mindful, but then you also get all the benefits of almost like a gigantic Epsom salt bath too.
Correct.
So, and I believe, I know with the Epsom salt baths, you also can absorb the magnesium through your body.
Correct.
Also.
So if you're magnesium deficient, yeah, you are able to get that through your flotation session as well.
So this is a good way to get some essential minerals that probably a lot of people nowadays are deficient in.
Yep.
That's very interesting because I was just listening to a podcast. They were talking about flow state. And you're talking about being more productive, essentially, which they kind of seem synonymous with one another. And then doing things to kind of induce the flow state is something important for a lot of, you know, successful people do to try to get it. And they talked about yoga. I've heard people talk about surfing.
Yes. Yeah. That helps a lot if you have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why this is so interesting. So it's almost like it runs the full, so some therapies like physical therapy, they're focusing on, you know, helping damaged muscle and thing like this. This hits both mental and physical aspects.
Correct. Yep.
Now here, it's so interesting. I want to kind of describe the actual, because people ask me, they're like, all right, so what do? I know you kind of mentioned you're floating in how many pounds of Epsom salt was it?
1,000.
1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. And then it's almost like, it's hard for me to describe. Is it a chamber? What do you call it? A chamber or?
Yeah,
a
chamber of sorts. Yeah, it's just an enclosed area is what I like to call it. So it doesn't seem so, you know, scary for some.
Yeah.
Some people are a little hesitant, you know, but because of those words. But really, it's just an enclosed area where it's just not, you know, allowing any stimulant to come through.
Yeah, so I've heard a lot of people call it like pods or something like that.
Call it pod, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is this, I was super interested because like I've mentioned years before, I've heard about this a couple of years ago and then I realized it was over here, just, I live right around the corner from here. Is there any other float labs here in the Tampa area or is this pretty exclusive?
This is the first, so I would say the OG of the float centers, yes. I think we have one currently that opened in South Tampa.
Okay.
It's not a center, it does have a pod, but that would be my furthest knowledge of any other center.
Okay. Now, so how long have you guys been here in this location?
2 years now.
Okay. So you guys have been doing it for a couple of years now. So yeah, definitely OG. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, what's the process? Now I'm going to go, because I'm going to do the 60-minute float session.
Mm-hmm.
And what should I mean, obviously, I guess it's all individual-based. I mean, it's hard to tell people what they should expect.
Yeah.
But the process, essentially, you just go into the chamber, and you're instantly, it's floating. Since you have all the salt in there, you're weightlessness, right?
Correct. You're just walking into space, basically. So right when you get in there, you're really going to want to focus on mostly how your body is going to deal with the flotation or your float position, right? Since, like I said, your body has no familiarizing itself to anything like it, so you do want to kind of focus on that in the beginning. Since it is your first float, we do encourage you to, you know, move yourself around, move your neck around, figure out your ranges, you know, so you don't get any stiffness, no tension. Sometimes that does happen for your first float. We do have a floaty in there for you as well that you can use for support, things like that, since it's your first time. But we do encourage you to move around in there, figure out how you feel most comfortable in that position. So you can like cross your arms or put an arm up, pull the legs. It's your time to figure that out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how long have you ever been in the float lab? I mean, I'm going for 60 minutes a day since my first session. I know you guys recommended 90 for your first, but unfortunately for scheduling conflicts, I couldn't do it. But what's your max time in the float lab, or the float tank, excuse me?
I've done 2 hours. We've had people do overnight, so it really ranges from that 1 hour first minimum until really however long you'd like. We have someone that comes regularly and floats 2 hours once a week, and she finds it extremely beneficial for what she needs for day in, day out.
Wow. Now, do you guys get a lot of people with pre-existing? I know you mentioned your pre-existing condition. Do you get a lot of people that come in trying to help or just reduce that, give some pain relief?
Definitely. We have a lot of athletes that come. We have people that need it for, you know, things as in their back or any injuries like leg injuries. We do have a lot that come in and do that.
That's huge because I think it's something that I would say it's an innovative form of therapy just because it's not as well known as maybe physical therapies or physical therapy or some of the, you know, I know massage is probably a big one too. That's a pretty common knowledge, but this one is still, I feel, kind of not as well known really. I mean, I don't know why, because it seems kind of, like you said, the weightlessness and allowing you basically not gravity to not have as much as effect on you as it normally does. Do you see it becoming more popular generally? I mean, I know I mentioned the Stranger Things thing, but
that's like a whole different take on that.
I know. That was like, I would say that looked like the MacGyver form of flotation therapy.
Crazy.
But do you see it becoming more popular nowadays?
I think it definitely is already getting there. It's been for a while. It's been around since the 1950s, so it's just gradually getting there. I think the more people try it, it'll get to a more popular state. We do encourage all of the centers that are opening. We communicate with each other. The float community is super, super involved with each other. So we do encourage anybody and everyone to open center. We just want to spread that awareness of this form of therapy because it's absolutely amazing. We see how much it benefits everybody, and you know, it's something that I think everybody should definitely try, because you get that both mental and physical. I love getting massages and it's absolutely one of my favorite things, but when I get into my float session, it's a completely different experience. I'm there by myself. I'm able to really get into my relaxed state. I don't have to worry about, you know, somebody really working me too hard or things like that. So it allows me to have my me time as well, which is very important, I think, in a lot of your therapy.
Right. And I think with as much stress as we have, the different forms of stress and different sources of stress people have nowadays, I think something like that and just resetting, going in there, like you said, just it's totally devoid of all outside influences. So you're able to really kind of calm down finally after running the rat race of everyday life, or even and then kind of get some relief of any aches and pains that you have. Now I want to talk about your system a little bit. Now we talked about it's almost like a personalized, I wouldn't call it swimming pool because I know that's not what it's like, but what's the process of keeping it clean and things like that?
Okay, so we're certified by the health department, of course. So they do require us to have at least 1 ppm of chlorine in there. So we do have 1 ppm of chlorine in there. So that already, as it is a sanitizer, mm-hmm. right? So we have Nozonator, we have UV light as well, and we have hydrogen peroxide that we put in there, a safe amount of hydrogen peroxide in there. Besides that, I mean, salt is a very difficult environment to harbor any type of bacteria. So we do test our waters weekly for that. But that's pretty much, and we filter our tanks out in between each session. So in through a pump system, basically NSF approved filtration, just like a pool, pretty much the same pump system. What goes in the solution is a little different than a pool, but it all goes through the same type of filtration.
Right, some of those filtrations you mentioned, the ozonator and then the ultraviolet. I know I used to work at the aquarium, and those were things we used there to purify water, make sure everything was clean. So just knowing that you guys use that, take the type of, you know, I mean, I seen that, it seems like going above and beyond. I don't know if it's required, but that's definitely something that shows that you guys take the cleanliness and everything it's very seriously, so that's good to know. There's a couple other options. I mean, we're sitting in the Sacred Gems and Float, or excuse me, Sacred Floats and Gems right now, and it looks like there's some more stuff you guys have here besides just the float lab.
Yeah. Yeah, the owner, Jared Roa, he is a huge fan of precious gems and stones, minerals. He's a collector himself, so we do offer that as a nice environment for people to come into and check it out, either before or after, or just for it in itself. I'm a huge collector too, so is a lot of our employees. Grant, he's a huge collector. So we just appreciate the rarity and the beauty of it. And then also there's the medicinal side and the spiritual side of it, so we welcome anybody that is interested in that too. We, you know, give them a lending hand on anything they want to know. I mean, I think it's a good combo.
No, I agree, because it definitely shows, and especially in here, it's obviously aesthetically beautiful, but then you talk about the different aspects of it. I mean, spirituality, with the stones, but also you can think about the spirituality and the flotation, because you kind of got to go inside yourself and analyze what you have going on in your life, and if it, you know, it really kind of looks to the spirit of the self, I think. So
all about balance.
Yes, and I'm very interested to get in there and have my first session. I try to convince my wife. I think I'll get her to come in one day, because
I'm excited for you.
She's worried about the length. She was like, I don't know if I can do it for an hour. And I was like, I think I'll be back for doing the half hour or more for sure, because this sounds very interesting to me. And you mentioning the back pain, and that's something that I have, because I work outside and do a lot of physical labor. And then I also do the personal training, so I'm always looking for ways to kind of relieve some aches and pains. So, all right, so I'm going to get ready and jump in. Mimi?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me today. We might
thank
have
you.
Some wrap-up, but if not, because I know you guys are busy, you're taking a little time out of the workday to speak with me, so I don't want to interrupt you after I get out from my hour session, but I appreciate you joining me.
I appreciate you.
And I encourage everyone to come check out Sacred Floats and Gems here in Seminole Heights, Florida.
Yay, come float with us. Spread the love, float on.
Okay, so when you come in, you're going to do a rinse shower. You're gonna do two showers actually today. Your first shower is just gonna be a rinse shower, like I just said. You're gonna rinse your hair for any gels, armpits for deodorants, body for any oils. After your rinse shower, you're gonna hop out, try to use the restroom, head back to the tank. Walking back this way, we have a light dimmer. I personally suggest dimming down the lights. Honestly, I suggest cutting them off. So come back this way to the tanks. We have tank number one, the Samadhi, and tank number two, the Oasis. The only difference between the two tanks is the outside shell, how they look, and 1 foot in length. The Samadhi is 7 foot by 4 by 5. The Oasis is 8 foot by 4 by 5. They both have 150 gallons of water with 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. So you're definitely gonna float, all right? So when you come back here, we have some earplugs for you. We have a neck floaty and some water in a bottle to spritz your eyes in case you get any water in your eyes. If you do get any water in your eyes, it might burn a little bit worse than the ocean water. It's not that bad. But like I said, if you do, you got the spray bottle, and you can bring your towel back here in case you need to. When you do come back here, you're gonna step in over the lip, crouch down, reach behind you and close the door. Once the door is closed, you're gonna kick your feet out to the end. Your head's gonna rest right under the door. When we do come back here to get you out, what I do is I knock on the door, and then I come back here and knock on the tank door. When you do hear me knocking, I need you to reach up to the door and give me a confirmation knock. After that, I'm gonna give you a double tap, then count to 10, giving me time to get out of the room. After that, you hop out, take your second shower, and you're all set.
All right, sounds good. I'm ready to go.
Right on, brother.
Okay, so I'm home. Just got done with my first flotation therapy session, and I will tell you that it is like nothing else I've ever done. You know, I've done massages, I recently done the cryotherapy, and it's widely different from that. You know, they're both, you know, therapeutic in the sense that, I mean, all three of them are therapeutic in the sense that, you know, they work on any muscle, relieving muscle pain. But the flotation therapy, really, and we talked about it beforehand with Mimi, that the weightlessness aspect of it, and that you have no real pressure being pushed on you from the water, obviously. Since you're floating on top of the water, there's no real pressure. You know, it was like you're laying in bed, but it was, you know, the most badass waterbed there's ever been. So that was really cool aspect of it. And obviously the magnesium and the Epsom salt, as she talked about, absorbing that. And you could definitely tell. I mean, I had a couple maybe nicks, nothing, any exposed wounds, but, you know, little nicks on my hands or little cracks in my hands that you could feel once the Epsom salt got in there. You could feel it stinging. And I got pretty good. I didn't get anything in my eye, maybe except for towards the end. I got a little bit in, but it was nice to kind of, you know, move around, and, you know, as time went on, things started adjusting, you know, vertebrae started popping, or, you know, my ankle cracked and things like that. So that aspect of it was really, really awesome. I really loved that fact. And I'd have to say that kind of the aspect that Memmi was talking about beforehand, the kind of the theta state, like the state you get right before you go to sleep, I caught a little bit of that. You know, I had some little bit of visuals that were very dreamlike, you know, stuff that kind of didn't make sense, but, you know, I could feel like that it was something in a dream almost. I had like a reoccurring song at one point that was playing in my head, and it was just I don't know how it got there. And it was just playing in my head. It was, and then like the images were kind of corresponding with that. So that was a weird little portion. Unfortunately, it seems like, well, it doesn't seem like, I shouldn't say it seems like, they had a neighboring business next to the float lab. They were doing construction. So there were several points in the float where they're, essentially their construction, their use of tools or whatever type of building they were doing, I could hear inside the tank. So it was kind of pulling me out of really that theta state that we were talking about, which was unfortunate. I wasn't going to complain about it. I was just going to mention something to Grant, the attendant who was there after I got out. But before I even mentioned it, he told me that, you know, he wasn't going to charge me anything because he realized how much of a detriment that sound is. He's pretty experienced in doing the floats himself. So he apologized to me profusely and said that he wouldn't charge me for the session since it was, you know, of all the noise created by the nearby construction. So, I mean, it kind of speaks to their belief in the actual therapy, not just trying to essentially sell a service, you know. They could have easily, you know, charged me, since, you know, I did spend the 60 minutes that I was supposed to in there. But, you know, they came back, Grant said, you know, he wouldn't charge me because he realized the experience was tainted due to the sound. And I have to agree with him. The sound really kind of did pull me out of that more almost meditative state that was in there. Because really, I mean, at the beginning, I was closing my eyes and I was almost shutting my eyes, like forcefully shutting my eyes. But there was no light stimulus. So finally I realized, well, you don't have to shut your eyes. There's no reason to, you know, close your eyes. So I had my eyes open. And that's where I could kind of see a little, you know, that's where the visualizations came a little bit more. But it was one of those things I couldn't tell if my eyes were open or not. It was really interesting. So it's definitely a type of therapy. I can see the therapeutic. It was a therapy that I can see the beneficial aspects of. Obviously for the really kind of like the spinal decompression too. I mean, you don't think about it, but when you're standing on your feet all day or sitting in a chair all day, you're basically all the discs in your spine are slowly getting compressed just due to the gravity. So just laying like that and floating like that, you just like it, the decompression on all the joints, not just the spine, was evident. And, you know, I could feel, it was one of those things I could feel like when I got out, I was taller. And it was interesting getting out. Right before, obviously my time was up. I think you guys heard Grant talk about it on, when we were he was giving me kind of the run through, before I got in the tank. He was going to knock on the tank in order to signal, you know, that my time was up. And I guess I was kind of in that theta state because I heard the knocking, but I thought that it was the construction. You know, I thought it was the nearby construction. And I was just like trying to be like, okay, just, you know, just don't worry about it. Just kind of keep focusing and just, you know, breathing deep and meditating. And then it was like the third or fourth time it started getting progressively louder. Then I finally realized it was Grant knocking on the tank to signal my time was up. So there was a point where, you know, there were several points where I was kind of in that state that we talked about with Meme. And it was definitely, you know, not quite introspective enough for me. I think I probably needed more time. And obviously the outside influence kind of affected that. But I can see where you could get to that very easily. So it was definitely an experience and a pleasurable one. So it's something I think I would do in the future. And, you know, I don't think I'm one and done. And plus the location for me is couldn't be better. Literally, it's right around the corner. So it is something I've been wanting to try, and I'm definitely interested in trying it again. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to keep trying to do these little on-location podcasts whenever we can. I know we've been trying to get to a CrossFit box to do a CrossFit workout, or a CrossFit-style workout, I should say, with a local couple that has a strength training program or strength training business here in Tampa. So we're trying to get a hold of them to do that. That feels like our next on-location one, but there's some other different therapies, and there's a whole nother different cryo approach to cryotherapy that I've been investigating, and I got in contact with the owners of, so that might be our next on-location one. We're still got plenty of, you know, we got all kinds of ideas that we're going to be throwing around on the podcast, and we really are appreciative of you guys listening every week and giving us feedback. We need those comments, those ratings, everything, the emails, whatever you guys can give us or willing to give us. We need that in order to make the product better. So keep that coming, keep sharing, keep giving us feedback, and we'll keep the product coming out on a weekly basis. All right, so I know you guys miss Shannon this week, but I promise she'll be back next week. That's all we have for this week, and I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.